When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This isn't the stat of the season. I can't imagine what is. Your favorite baseball team is 11-0 when they score four or more runs. That's it. Just four. 11-0. When they don't, 2-11. Good morning to you. Good Wednesday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Pirates. It comes your way bright and early every weekday. If you're into football and or hockey, I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Penguins in the same place that you found this. Pirates 2, Brewers 1, offering the rare exception in that stat that I just read off to you. That happened last night at PNC Park. Bailey Falter, again, was wonderful working with that ironic sinker up in the zone, going at guys upstairs with a pitch that usually doesn't get thrown upstairs, so it throws the batter for a bit of a curve. I've already openly, profusely apologized, not just to you, my listeners, but also to Falter himself for some of the stuff that I said after his opening performance in Miami. I should say his opening inning performance in Miami, because he was even good after that. In my face, okay? When I'm wrong, I'm wrong. When I'm prematurely wrong, it's that much worse. It happens. I do a lot of these shows. I write a lot of columns. See a lot of stuff. I blew it. Boy, has he been terrific. And with poise, too. The worst of Falter that we would see either in this past spring training or going back to last summer and the dozen or so starts that he made then would be when he'd lose command, because he's not coming with a lot of velocity, 91 at his absolute most with a four-seamer. But what he does is something that management correctly identified both back when he was acquired and then even when he wasn't getting results and even just now in grapefruit ball where he was just getting pummeled. They kept sticking with this idea that if he can get that sinker to go where he wants up in the zone, most hitters won't have a healthy reaction to it, and they haven't. Good for him, good for them, credit where due to the player and to the instruction, to Oscar Marine, to everybody involved. Here's hoping he can carry it out for the remainder of the season and beyond. Have a nice career. He's a lefty, right? That means however old he actually happens to be in any given future year, he can pitch as if he's 10 years younger, right? I say this all the time and I mean it. I love it when people prove me wrong. I don't like when they come back with, hey, that's not very nice, or you're supposed to support the team, or other nonsense that has nothing to do with journalism or reporting or doing this stuff. It just doesn't. But when I do have an opinion, I try, I don't always succeed, but I try to get as much information as I can to make a healthy stance about it, as opposed to just some hot take. And in Falter's case specifically, I reacted to a single inning coupled with results, outcomes from last season and spring training. And that's jumping the gun. That's not responsible. That's not quality opinion on my part. And the people I cover, and you, most importantly, actually, because you're the one I answer to, deserve better than that. I'm not just saying this for effect. I told this to Falter because I believe it And you want to know something else that I believe? If he continues to pitch anything close to this while understanding that he's been at such a high level that there's bound to be some sort of just natural, understandable regression, and Paul Skeens comes up, which he will eventually, that's not a bold prediction on my part, and Mitch Keller gets it together, also not exactly a bold prediction on my part, and Martin Perez continues to look as if he's the adult in the room, so to speak, not just from how he carries himself on and off the mound, but also how he's pitched. He was a little bit erratic the other night and knew it. Looked really, really good against some batters and just missed the plate badly on others. Strange. Strange showing for him, but also not the norm. How many starters did I just count up to? That's five. Five. So you don't even need, in that sense, health provided and all, Marco Gonzalez to be healthy, Quinn Priester to become something, Luis Ortiz to get back out of the pen. You don't need any of those variables. You'd like them, but you don't need them. The Pirates right now have 19 starts out of their 24, 19 out of 24 in which they've gotten at least five innings out of their starter. That's the second most in the National League, just one behind both Philadelphia and Arizona. That's really, really impressive. Speaking of striking stats, 19 out of 24 times in this generation, you just don't see it very often that starters are getting consistently into the fifth, and the Pirates have gotten that. And they've been lucky, but they've also been good at this to get lucky. So what are they figuratively asking for in return? Four runs, people. Get them four freaking runs. And you'd have been able to continue the trajectory that they were on with that 9-2 start. Because if we're all being blunt with each other, if we're all laying it all out the way I just did earlier regarding Falter, we'll all acknowledge that the part of this team that we were all the most worried about was the starting pitching. And it's turned out to be not just the strength of the team, but the strength of the team by a broad mile. Start catching up with everything else, even just to a modest extent, and we're going to have something to talk about again. When we come back, J1Q. This portion of Daily Shot of Pirates is brought to you by our friends at North Shore Tavern. That's directly across Federal Street from PNC Park. It's home of Steak on a Stone, an eating experience, underscoring the word experience. The steak is brought to you partially cooked on an 800-degree stone, and you do the rest. It's a ton of fun, it's a great meal, and it's a baseball atmosphere like no other in Pittsburgh. North Shore Tavern, right across Federal Street from PNC Park. Today's J1Q comes from my man Jim up in Vermont, who says, DK, am I crazy, or does 13-11 seem more real than 20-8 last year? I mean, this team hits me as a realistic wild card contender where I never really bought in at any point last year. You know, Jim, we've gone back and forth now on this like symbolic seesaw of discussing which start was better, which start was more real, which start was more full of it, you know? And I feel like at this point, I just want to see them hit the ball. And I want to see them hit the ball in a way that convinces me that that facet is real. That's the shortcoming. That's been the shortcoming. That goes back to last year. That goes back to the year before that. It goes back to as long as Andy Haynes has been in this fold. That's got to change. I'll give you a positive example here. Not that Haynes would get any credit for anything that Andrew McCutchen does, but if you look at where Kutch was 3 days ago when he was all angry and throwing his helmet in the dugout because he was hitting line drives. They were going right at people. It was frustrating him because he wasn't getting the results. He wasn't getting the outcomes. He was getting the process, but he wasn't getting anything else. And if Kutch, of all people, with all that poise, all that experience, and all that brimming, still to this day, confidence in what he can do, if he couldn't handle a slump that was mostly born on line drive outs and solid contact, then who can? Kutch was down to a 258 batting average on balls in play. That is some of the lousiest luck you'll ever encounter when it comes to that stat. And he knows that. And he knows that if he keeps approaching his hitting the same way, and if he keeps hitting the ball with authority the way he's always done, he's going to come out of it just because water finds its level. And what do you know? Here come the Brewers, and Kutch just starts raking against them. Back-to-back leadoff homers. Other hits along the way. He's powered the offense through these two games so far. But that's Kutch. And there's also Brian Reynolds and Ke'Bryan Hayes, and then there's the entire rest of the roster. And I'm going to repeat this from earlier. You don't need this offense to be explosive. You don't need it to be powerful. All you need is for it to be ordinary. When you're getting this kind of pitching, just don't suck. You know? Just find ways to become consistently okay. It doesn't seem like it's a big ask. I appreciate the question, Jim. I appreciate the hope that you're operating with. I appreciate everybody who listens to Daily Shot of Pirates. We're going to do another one of these tomorrow.